truck bumped on for a while.
Johnny, there was a great village.
I know.
Johnny, that's a monster, isn't it?
She twitched her head toward the cab.
Yes, it won't harm you.
Any lie to calm her.
I heard you speak its language. It has a language, and you talk it.
I've been its captive for almost a year.
What will it do? To Patty? To us?
Don't worry too much about it, Chrissy.
Yes, God alone knew what the monster would do to them now. There was no reason to tell her this had messed up his escape. It wasn't her fault. It was his own. He had delayed too long. The truck swerved across a broken bridge and jolted on. Johnny decided he had better tell her something to calm her.
It apparently wants something from me. I will have to do it now. It won't really harm you, just threats. When I've done whatever it is, it will let us go.
He didn't like to lie. He had felt all along that Turl would kill him when he had served his unknown purpose. Chrissy managed a shaky smile.
Old Mr. Jimson is parson and mayor now. We got through the winter all right.
She was silent for a while.
We only ate two of your horses.
That's good, Chrissy.
I made you some new buckskins. They're in that pack.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Patty, her eyes dilated, suddenly screamed.
Is it going to eat us?
No, no, Patty. It doesn't eat living things. It's all right, Patty.
She subsided.
Johnny.
Chrissy paused.
You're alive. That's the main thing, Johnny.
Tears welled out of her eyes.
I thought you were dead.
Yes, he was alive. They were alive. But he didn't know for how long. He thought of Turl breaking the legs of the cattle. The truck rattled through an expanse of brush.
Johnny, you're not mad at me, are you?
Oh, dear God. Mad at you? Oh, God, no. He couldn't talk. He shook his head. The roar of the mine became louder in the distance.